This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that relations with the Central Asian countries have always been a key priority for India. The Prime Minister stated this during his meeting with the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan in New Delhi yesterday. The foreign ministers of the Central Asian countries had a joint call on the Prime Minister. The ministers briefed Prime Minister Modi on the positive and productive discussions held during the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia dialogue earlier in the day. Mr. Modi shared his vision for greater economic interconnections, expanded connectivity, enhanced defence and security cooperation and comprehensive collaboration in new and emerging areas. India and Central Asian countries have emphasized the importance of great financial connectivity between them, particularly through digital payment systems. In the joint statement of fourth India-Central Asia dialogue, the nations called for enhanced interbank relations and trade in national currencies to encourage greater trade, investment, tourism and people-to-people exchanges. The meeting of the India-Central Asia dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairship of the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains, and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said, the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula rail line project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. Parliaments of 10 BRICS nations have strongly condemned Pahalgam terrorist attack and agreed to cooperate on a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla led the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum at Brasilia in Brazil on 4th and 5th of this month. A broad consensus was reached on key global issues such as the responsible use of AI, global trade and economy, inter-parliamentary cooperation, global peace and security after multiple rounds of intensive discussions and deliberations. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravishankar Prasad called on Foreign Minister of Germany Johann Wadephul yesterday. Mr. Wadephul condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Germany's strong support with solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. The Indian Air Force test pilot Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, selected for the Gaganyaan mission of ISRO, will be among the other multinational astronauts to be launched at the International Space Centre under Exium-4 mission on June 10th by US space agency NASA. Shubhanshu Shukla, who underwent rigorous training at the Yuri Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Centre in Russia and later at ISRO's astronaut training facility. Eid-ul-Zaha, the festival of sacrifice of Bakrid, is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The faithful to offer Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid-ul-Zaha. In her message, President Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. Chief in French Open tennis, top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with world number 2 Coco Gauff in the women's singles title clash this evening. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner has set up the title clash with second seed Carlos Alcaraz. And that is the end of this news bulletin.